putting it all together. Welcome to the final section of this tutorial. We've had a look at a wide range of Zoom configuration options and meeting scenarios, and now we're going to put together, I have got three other people on the call. And what I've done, this is actually a recording that has been stored locally on my machine, and I've got the feature enabled that creates a separate audio file for every participant. So I have taken all of these files into Reaper, and I have panned them so that everybody is in a slightly different place on the stereo spectrum. So let's introduce everybody. Well, in order of age, I guess. Anthony Horvath. Welcome, Anthony.
Welcome, welcome.
What device are you talking on?
I'm talking on an iPhone 7 Plus.
Right. So you're on a mobile device. And Heidi Mosen, welcome to you.
Hello.
Are you also on an iPhone?
Yes, I am.
You're on an iPhone 6.
Yes.
And in his little studio, because he's the host of Mushroom FM's The Richter Scale, we've got Richard Mosen. So hello, Richard.
Hello.
What are you using?
I'm using a Windows PC.
With a pretty nice microphone, right?
Yes, I've got an external USB mic.
Can I ask you guys visually, Heidi and Richard, who've got working eyes, what do you think of this client in terms of the way it's laid out and all that you can do? We've already had cause to use the sharing features of this.
Yeah, it looks pretty clean, pretty slick. All the options are pretty easy to find mostly. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty nice interface. I was just toying around before we did the recording, and apparently there's a safe driving mode if you swipe all the way to the left on the mobile, and it turns off your video and mutes your mic so you don't get distracted talking to people, but you can still hear the rest of the conversation.
Well, that's useful if you're participating in a meeting while you're heading somewhere, which I can see is a great possibility. So I'm going to turn up my speech, and I'm going to move around the screen. The first thing I'm going to do is press Alt-U.
Participants 4.
And it tells me that there are 4 participants in the meeting now. So I'm going to press the Tab key.
Participant list box.
And now I can arrow through them.
Anthony Horvath.
And Anthony Horvath, I'm not sure whether it's doing it in the order that people have arrived or whether it's in alphabetical order. We'll go down.
Heidi Mosen. Richard Mosen.
Okay, it is in alphabetical order. So I guess that's quite useful.
Heidi Mosen, Anthony Horvath.
Now, Anthony, let's say we want to perform some action on you. I think that'd be a very wise thing to do. I can press the Tab key.
Mute button, M.
And I can mute Anthony, which is a great idea. What else can we do? I'm going to press that button now. And so now Anthony is muted.
Heidi Mosen, mute button. Heidi, Richard Mosen, Anthony.
And it dropped Anthony to the bottom of the list because he is now muted. Now, Richard and Heidi, you're still able to talk, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
And Anthony, can you talk? Ah, what a blissful thing. Now, I'll press the Tab key.
Unmute button.
And I can press the unmute button here. Anthony, did you get...
And it tells me. Yes. And it tells me, said, you are muted by host or you are unmuted.
Okay, so you do get that confirmation. And now if I continue to tab...
More button drop down.
There's more. So I'll press the space bar this time.
Chat. Make host. Allow record. Assign to type closed caption. Rename. Remove. Chat.
So a number of things here. I can chat to each person in this list individually. And just by pressing enter, I can start a private chat with Anthony.
Make host.
Now, if I was to leave this meeting and allow it to continue, I could make anybody else here a host, and that means that the meeting would continue if I chose to leave it.
Allow record.
I can allow others to record this meeting if I wish for that to be the case.
Assign to type closed caption.
And I can make somebody the closed caption person. If I want to get to the main meeting screen again, I press F6.
Zoom meeting ID.
And I'm in my Zoom meeting ID, and we can make other adjustments. So that's essentially how it works. How are you guys finding the consistency of the audio quality?
It's brilliant. It's very, very clear.
Yeah, it's very reliable.